Blog Talk Radio.
Segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled Mental Protege Magic, How Mentors Can Change Your Life. One of the reasons that I wanted to bring this topic in at this time is because more and more we need to look at self-employment as the opportunity for growing and getting back into the workforce and earning an income. Companies today, rather than opening up storefronts and hiring staff and paying salary and having to advertise, would rather use affiliates and distributors who pay for the privilege or sign up for the privilege to market their product and pay them on straight commission, and therefore you're paid based on the effort that you're putting out there. And to understand this is to understand that what has been happening is when you went to work for a company or a business, what happened was you had a manager, and that manager was in a way your mentor. But now, as a self-employed individual, it is up to you to decide who best fits your personality that can help you find your passion and build it into a business in today's marketplace, or find someone who is working with a company that uses distributors and affiliates and pay them commission, because you know what? If you have a mentor that can and understand how to teach you based on your behavioral style, then guess what it will do? It will help you grow as an individual to be the best person you can truly be in the marketplace. Almost everyone knows the old adage that you are the average of five people that you hang around with the most. Excuse me. If you spend time with negative, surly, bitter coworkers, chances are you won't get far. But if you are persistent in pursuing positive people, that's when opportunities arise. Success opens its door for you and your life to truly change. One place to start your journey is with a mentor. You're imperfect and you're wired for struggle, but you are worthy of love and belonging. A man looks at his youth and says, I wish I knew then what I know now. That's what Eric, a pot dealer who spent 4 years in jail, said to me after he had become a multimillionaire. Eric was talking about what he had learned about direct marketing. I gave him a job after he got out of jail. He was bright and hardworking and honest. Honesty is an essential quality for a pot dealer, and so I taught him what I knew. It took Eric 10 years to accumulate a fortune dealing drugs, and all that money disappeared to lawyers and the government when he got busted. It took him only 2 years to become an expert in marketing. 2 years later, he had his own multi-million-dollar business. He would have been much, much richer if he had learned what he learned from me earlier on. This is not an essay about legal versus illegal businesses. My purpose is to point out how valuable it is to have someone help you like I helped Eric. It can take a decade or more to become the successful person you want to be, but you can shorten your learning curve even dramatically curtail it by using a mentor. With the advice and support of an experienced person in your field, you can avoid the most common mistakes you are likely to make. You overcome the stickiest problems to find shortcuts to success. Let me give you another example. This one comes from Business Week. Russell and Gayla Bentley wanted to start an apparel company specializing in upscale, extended-size women's clothing. The idea was solid, and they had experience. Gayla has been a fashion consultant for 25 years. Russell had an MBA. Russell wrote a detailed 100-page business plan. The business plan had them investing their life savings, $250,000, along with loans into a catalog showcasing their original design. Luckily, their bank suggested they have their business plan vetted. That's how they met Alan Shapiro, a retired executive with more than 30 years of retail experience. Shapiro told them at their very first meeting that their marketing plan was way off base. He answered questions I never thought to ask, said Russell. He made us see the pitfalls of starting too big too soon. Shapiro guided them to a more realistic approach. Instead of starting with a catalog, he suggested they open a showroom and sell directly to retailers. Shapiro's advice worked. Before long, NeimanMarkets.com and Nordstrom stores began stocking the Gayla Bentley collection. 2.5 years later, they were selling into moderately sized lines of outlet like Dillard's and QVC. Talking things through with Shapiro, Russell admitted, saved them from disaster. We probably would have gone broke pretty fast if we had gone forward with the big scale plan, he said. I've had similar experience many times in my career, both as a mentor and as a protege. I've often talked about mentors. From Leo, my first post-college boss, I learned the importance of persistence and dog determination. Leo once had me call Honda Motors more than 100 times to convince them to give us a new engine after the one we had died from lack of oil. We didn't have a single sensible argument in our favor, but that didn't stop Leo from pushing me. Finally, after I got all the way to the top, the Honda execs decided they had wasted too much time on us and gave in. I didn't feel good about getting something we didn't deserve, but I never forgot Leo's lesson. From Joel, my second major mentor, I learned a great deal. The first lesson he taught me by firing the lady who wanted to get me fired. Was that a good leader? Needs to surround himself with the strongest people he can find. Another lesson I learned soon thereafter had to do with the fundamental nature of business. Until you make a sale, Joel explained patiently, nothing else happens. From Bill, a client, partner, and part-time mentor, I discovered relatively late in my career two important business secrets that made me a better leader. For one thing, I no longer feel compelled to solve every problem put at my feet. I've watched Bill ignore countless squabbles and come out much the better for it. Before getting involved in the dispute these days, I ask myself, can these people eventually come up with a satisfactory solution themselves? If the answer is affirmative, I do nothing. Thanks to Bill, I'm also now a big believer in product quality. Having mastered the secrets of selling through my relationship with Joel, I tended to underestimate the importance of the product. It was one of those marketers who actually wanted to sell snow to Eskimo. In working with Bill, whose focus is always on quality, I learned how much better a business becomes when that's what you stress. Don't fall into this trap. The popular view of the entrepreneur is a maverick who strikes out all on his own. the truth is, the great majority of successful business people were protégés at one time. And those who did it on their own wish they had been lucky enough to have had a mentor. But don't be seduced by the promise of free advice. If you believe the popular books on the subject, you have no doubt come across the idea that you can get great free advice for retirees. They recommend contacting your local chamber of commerce or taking advantage of a national nonprofit group like SCOR. Indeed, you can locate lots of formerly successful business people that way, but I'm skeptical about this approach for two reasons. One, volunteers for such programs are usually long retired. The business people who are out of their industry for more than 5 years no longer know the most important secret. Any advice you get for free is ultimately worth nothing. Not because the advice is bad, but because people don't value anything they get for free. If you want the right kind of mentors in your life, you have to be prepared to pay for them. You must pay for what you get in dollars, and you must pay for it in gratitude, too. More on that in a minute. What you can expect from your mentor. It doesn't matter where you are along the career path. Getting yourself a good mentor will be enormously helpful. A study commissioned by Elliott Leadership Institute at Johnson and Wales University confirms this. Researchers surveyed senior executives and middle managers in the food service and hospitality industry about leadership competency. Those who have been mentored reported that the experience was invaluable. They said their mentors helped them build all kinds of leadership skills, including decision-making, strategic thinking, planning, coaching, and effectively managing others. You may have no idea what you need to learn to make the next leap forward in your career, but someone who's been there and done it before does know. Getting the help of that person will speed up your success by light years. It will save you tons of money, too. But those advantages of mentorship are just the beginning. Another study I read recently, a detailed and comprehensive study from the University of Georgia, found that people who had been mentored enjoyed their jobs and felt less stressed than those who hadn't. That makes sense to me because the right mentor will do more than simply tell you trade secrets. Your mentor will be your learning coach, someone you can talk to and trust. He will provide you with guidance, feedback, and support. He will help you focus on your goals and give you direction. He will offer advice on skills he found valuable. He will counsel you on opportunities in your industry and different paths to access. He will share his personal experiences, but he won't inundate you with unsolicited advice. An article I read in Black Enterprise magazine put it this way: your mentor is not a savior. He's there to help you help yourself. Or as leadership consultant Ron Yud put it, mentors hold the flashlight so others can see the path. Getting started with a mentor. Before I tell you how to find a mentor, let's talk about how to handle your first few meetings with him. For your first meeting, come prepared with a list of your business goals and a list of questions, too. What do you want out of the relationship? What do you feel you need to learn? What do you want the person to teach you? Prior to each succeeding conversation, outline what you want to get out of your time together and keep track of your progress. It's important for you to set specific goals and mentor and monitor your own progress. That's not his job. And if you don't do it, he won't be able to help you continue to reach to achieve. Respect the mentor-protege relationship. To maintain the relationship with your mentor, you must recognize his value and reward for it. Keep in mind that the advice he is giving you is likely to have a profound effect on your career. Although you can't measure the financial value of any specific suggestion, stop spending so much time on his fulfillment project. Get to work on improving your advertising. You can bet that in the long run, the effect will be significant. Show him that you appreciate what he is doing for you. Tell him in specific terms what you have learned from him and thank him every time you meet. The psychological reward of knowing he is helping you succeed is his primary reward. That said, once the relationship has been established, it's time to offer to compensate him for his time with money. It doesn't have to be with cash, but you don't. If you don't have it, you can offer him a cut of the profit he's helping you make instead. One of my current mentors, Sid, gets a check for several thousand dollars whenever I spend time with him. On a per-hour basis, he's extremely well paid, but for the help he gives me in making key leadership and wealth-building decisions, the $30,000 to $40,000 a year I invest in him is a bargain. How to find your mentors. There are many ways to find mentors. I'll begin with the best but most difficult. Look around your industry for 5 successful business leaders who retired within the past 5 years. This 5-year time frame, as I've said, is important. If you've been retired any longer, they will almost certainly be out of touch. That is especially true today. The internet has changed marketing hugely and forever. Anyway, anyone who hasn't done business since 2004 can't possibly do anything but general advice. Write each of these 5 people a short letter expressing genuine admiration. Compliment them on specific achievements. Then ask for advice on your own career. Offer an invitation to go to lunch, or if they're located out of your local area, ask for a 15-minute phone call. If you make 5 personal contacts, odds are that one of them will grant you an interview. If not, take another 5 and repeat the process. Spend most of your time asking questions and thanking your prospective mentor for his answer. You must show him right away that you are someone who pays attention to good advice and appreciates it. If you find that you hit it off, you've got yourself a mentor. The other faster and easier way to get a mentor is to invest in one of many of the mentorship programs available. Don't let this moment pass. We all make mistakes. We all waste valuable time. But we are all capable of changing our lives for the better. And that change can happen much more quickly with a mentor. If you don't have a mentor now, you should get one. If you have one, consider using multiple mentors. This makes enormous sense when you think about it. It gives you not only the wisdom of the person, but also the perspective you get by comparing the ideas and judgments of several experts. Don't wait another year. Don't wait another day. Now is the best time to jumpstart your success. Seize the day. Adopting a mentor or mentors requires a temporary abnegation of pride, but perhaps something beyond that, the wisdom to understand that one's own ideas are not always the best ideas. I consider this to be a truly great secret of success. Okay, now let's fall back and talk about some other things to consider about why it is important to have a mentor, especially if you are looking at being in a multi-level marketing or relationship marketing business. Simple reason. One of the biggest things that people don't always think about is that often we are looking at who is the best at what they do. And you know, the problem is there are jobs out there. It is just being aware of how the job market has changed. Because when you look at the television, look at how the industry has changed. At one time, you just had three major networks. And guess what? Now you've got 100 to 200 different stations on cable. At one time, the main thing that people watched was soap operas. And those shows were thriving because they had high viewership. They made a lot of money through advertising. And because of that, they were also able to fund the shows that came on prime time. But as you notice, with cable, you get a lot of prime time shows that last anywhere from 5 to 6 to 10 years. So they pay for themselves. And more people are not home during the day, so they're not watching the soap operas. And their viewership has gone down. And one thing I've noticed is as they bring on new characters, as their executive producers change, what's happening is that the story writing is not the same quality that it was 15, 20 years ago. So that people are bored with the show, and they're looking for other things to watch. So that, and also that 15, 20 years ago, when you watched the soap opera, they developed the characters to the point that you fell in love with them, and you came back from day to day just to see what was going to happen. Not only that, years ago, the only way to find out the previews of what was going to happen was to go into buy the magazines, and they only told you what was going to be happening the next week or what was going to be happening the week beyond that. But, you know, even today with the Internet, you can find out who's taping what days, who they have scenes with, even if you don't know. And if you can decide from what you've been watching, if you like the character that you love, if he's in some scene with some people that you don't like, then you're going to find it boring and stupid. And so that what's happened is, how do we change all of that? And the reason that I'm bringing this up, because that what has happened in every industry is now happening in the entertainment business. And years ago, actors and actresses, especially some of the top-ranked people, they didn't have control over what they gave out to the public on what they were doing today with Twitter, with Facebook, with any social media network that's out there. They can control what is being put out there just by posting it themselves. And, you know, if I saw something posted by someone that I really loved, I would believe them before I would believe an anonymous poster over what they believe. So think about these things. Think about how it affects your industry. How can you harness and control that to the way of building a business? Because think about it. In network marketing, what happened was originally you had to go to meetings in your local community.
to get me hyped up on a weekly basis and taught how to talk to people. And they told you to talk to everyone and anyone. But as time has gone by, as almost every product is now sold through an affiliate or a distributor, then guess what? You have to be as knowledgeable about your product. You have to be able to understand how to build relationships, because no matter what business you're in today, it's all about having a relationship with the people that you do business with. And the problem is that people need to understand how to utilize and build on the things that they truly, truly are out there promoting, how to express it, how to tell people about it, how to help them understand that in today's marketplace, it's more about having multiple streams of income, and how to understand how to work from home, because how to be disciplined, because that's the one thing that a mentor can do, is they can help you stay on track and help you understand how to put out, how to write a business plan, how to implement the business plan, and then how to build on it for success. You know, because the thing is, we are so used to, if you think about it, what is the educational field always told you about? Which, go out, you get a job, you work for someone for 30 years, you get your retirement and your retirement party with your gold watch, and you're supposed to live comfortably. Well, guess what? The government doesn't have the money to fund all these social programs, because they've been taking money from Social Security just to prop up their other programs. And many of the people in Congress today, they make money under the table by lobbyists, so they're going to go with who is going to pay them the most amount of money, and if that's not you, they don't really care about what happens to you. They're going to tell you what they think you want to hear, but guess what? Once they get in office, they do what they want to do. So think about these things. Think about how you can change and implement the things that you truly want to implement, so that, and contact someone who can help you build a successful business in today's marketplace. And remember, you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and we offer both individual and group therapy to help someone understand how to find a passion and build it into a successful business, and help keep them accountable so they can do it in a timely fashion and build on a business where it won't fail, because 95% of all businesses fail within the first year. So be aware of how you can definitely need and use someone to help you build and grow a successful business in today's marketplace.